Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah LeBrec, and it is week two of the 2023 season. This week, Maura Johnston takes me through all of the highlights from the week. So we've got a couple of counselor competitions, cookouts, Troop Color Day, FCDC Got Talent, special visitor, counselor karaoke, and of course the show and the video on Friday. This was a really fun one, a good way to wrap up the first session, and let's get into it. Bye. First of all, every day I drive in, you are the first person I see, which is awesome. How do you like traffic?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that it's awesome. It is. Yeah, I like traffic a lot. It's my first year doing it. My little sister did it last year and she was like, it's really, really fun. But before like it started, I was like, I don't know, I'm really nervous. Like, it's kind of a lot of stuff. And also I'm the oldest one. I'm the only head counselor on traffic. So there's that added thing where it's like, okay, if something does happen, you're in charge.
Yeah.
I think only me and one other, only Mary Panciaco is the only one who has her license. I think Brendan has his license and maybe the cut, but Brendan has his license, but he can't drive other people yet. And Eli doesn't have his license. So,
and you guys are in charge of the rules of the road.
That's really funny. It's not that complicated. I mean, you just, you know, back up, pull forward, but
yeah, you guys are honestly, you're doing a great job. It's like, you seem to already have the pattern and the flow down. So I'm like, I appreciate it. You know how much I care about traffic.
Friday afternoon, a couple of parents driving through stopped at me to tell me what a good job I was doing. And I was like, what?
That's awesome. Like, you don't understand
how exciting that is to hear this. Because I have 3-car pileup nightmares. So I'm glad to see that.
Well, good. I'm happy that you appreciated it. And you know what? More parents out there, if you're listening, and I know you're not, you should thank the traffic people. They do an awesome job. They keep it moving. Crew. Yeah.
It is stressful, but you know, it's definitely fun. And also for being in video, I don't see a lot of the younger kids. I don't see junior camp at all. Like, I don't get that post time in the morning and afternoon to like really just like chill with them. And so it's just something a little bit like, you know, I recognize some cars now and, you know, get my waves in or like talk to the parents and stuff. I love doing that.
Good. Well, we love having you there. So that makes us happy. Okay. So we dive into week two, which starts with a beautiful weather day on Monday, which is the first one of the year. So this was one of the days that it was nice, but there was the wildfire smoke. So it was a little bit hazy out. On this day, we did the swim relay. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that go? Who won and what was that?
I know that I'm on Panciaco's Burgers.
It's officially Panciaco's Burgers. Is that
officially Panciaco's Burgers? Spelled differently everywhere at camp, which I have to assume is just to be funny because I think it's Sam who writes them, and there's no way that he is spelling Panciaco wrong accidentally after millions of years of knowing. There's like a weird K in there on some of them. It's really funny.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Like Panciaco. I'm like, okay. Like that has to be on purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did not win swim relay. I don't think. I think we came third. Although I always love that one because it gets everyone in the pool for one thing.
Is it just back and forth?
So this year they incorporated, because it's always campers and counselors, which is, you know, kind of fun. Counselors on one side, campers on the other. The campers start in the shallow end, so they like are already in the pool, but counselors have to dive in when they get the piece, you know, relay thing. But this time the counselors also had to go through a hoop that was fully underwater.
Ooh.
Kind of fun, just a little twist.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's pretty much just back and forth. Everyone has to do it once. Shout out to Brady Loomis, the assistant who did it twice. He was a little confused. He like started on the wrong side. I don't know. He went twice though. And it was really funny. We were like, what are you doing?
Nice. Like, Oh, nice.
We're like, got your cardio in, so I guess it works.
Absolutely. Yeah, a little fitness.
I think it was very close right until the end. I want to say the Ty's team won, and then Shay, and then Freddie, although Rachel Giddings was the last person in for our team. On Panciaco's Burgers, and it was like milliseconds because she is so fast. She was like a full length behind, and I suddenly felt like I was watching Michael Phelps in the water. I was like, oh my god, I think she's gonna do it, and then like, you know, missed it by a second, but it's okay, we're gonna come back.
That's awesome. I have a question about the teams. So is it just like at the beginning of the year Sam was like here are the teams, and
yeah,
Do Ty, Freddie, and Shay have any say in like who does which competition or no?
No. So a little behind the curtain here, orientation every year, head counselor orientation, head counselors get a sheet of all the teams. You know, past couple years, it's been the red, white, and blue. And, you know, that didn't change. Like if you were already a counselor, you were on the same team every year, and they just kind of added in the new CITs and shifted people around if there were some numbers issues. And then last year for the 50th, we did heads assistant CITs. That's pretty clear. And then this year, Sam was just like, we're doing something else. And, you know, and that's cool. But I think Freddie and Shay and Ty were just as surprised as all of us to turn over the paper and see the like team captains. They were like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
Just like, you know, kind of fun. They do not have a say in who is in the competitions, to my knowledge. I think that carries over from Tom Cowell, where it's if your name gets called, you're like, okay, yep, here I go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for Battle Royale. Battle Royale is a carefully drafted list of players.
Thank you for explaining that, because I was very curious how much weight they had, like if they're pretty much the namesake. And it feels like Sam and his like evil genius is like, if I do this, I'm gonna cause exactly what has happened.
Well, and that's the thing. So at Sing, Freddie and, you know, Fink and I and Addison, who also doesn't have a troop this year in woodworking, we're all in like the back row there. And every day I'm tormented at Sing by Freddie because we sit next to each other. It's like I think it's the first day of the session. And they were like, oh, okay, Ty's going to go up and say who his team is and everything. And we know from the sheet that he was looking at that Elizabeth was first, and he just forgot to read it. Like he just missed it. And so Freddie elbows me and he's like, he just skipped Elizabeth. And I was like, oh, weird. Like, you know, he's going to put her at the end or whatever. And right. He was like, no, I'm going to do something. And I was like, okay.
So first then, day of the year. I love
it. Yeah. Then he goes up there and he's like, and I'm stealing Elizabeth Panciaco. And then it just really like snowballed into this like back and forth. And that was not, you know, scripted, planned, nothing. So everything that has happened since then has purely just been like whatever. And if you like looked at Sam's face during any of those serenades and all this stuff, he was just like,
I love it.
It's going.
I don't know. I just feel like Sam, he just must have known like something is going to, if I put these people, even if it's like they're like puppets, right? They don't have really any power, but they do. Like
yeah, they're figureheads, you know, they don't technically have, but
now they do.
Yeah. And I think it has been fun, especially for the kids to kind of, as opposed to like the red, white, and blue and stuff like that, like they're really latching on to the heads that are in charge of stuff and then like creating little songs and, you know, all these things. Like, and I think that's super fun.
Yeah. I think it probably couldn't have gone. You couldn't have dreamt it up to go any better, like from day one. Literally now that we're talking about this right now, like, oh, this is going to become a thing, right? Where it's not just like, what team are you on? It's like, can you become the captain? Can you become the namesake? Like this is now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do this next year. Like what's going to happen? I don't know what's going on in Sam Cowell's brain. I don't want to know. Until it's happening to me.
Yeah, he's playing four-dimensional chess with Cam. Yeah,
we're all playing checkers and just trying to get through the day. And he's like really.
Yeah.
Harry's behind him like, yes.
Yeah, he's already in 2026. Like, he already has this planned out. But yeah, here we are. We're like, oh, okay. That was what I had on Monday as the...
But so much happens on just Monday, I feel like.
Yeah, like that's the thing. So we get to Tuesday, and Tuesday's a huge day. So first cookout of the year. How did they go? What do you, so I know you don't have a troop, so you're walking around and seeing every, what did you see at cookout?
Okay. Well, this is like, you know, Fink and I kind of go into work mode on cookout day because that's the day that it's quiet in the stables. I think when like Mike and, you know, whoever was his partner, they used to walk around at cookouts. I know a lot. And I've realized now that that is just pure confidence in the fact that you can get the video done on time. And Fink and I in our baby years of video do not have that confidence yet. So during cookout, we are just in our room, just editing, eating. We dined on ham sandwiches, just really like, oh, it's quiet in the stables, so we can get any like side filming done that we need to do because there's no one coming in and all this stuff, because it's like an hour of quiet,
right? Yeah,
from what I've been told, because I like to get all the info, all of the cookouts went very well. All the pictures I saw that Carrie took went really well. I know like there were some fun cookouts that happened. I think Todd's group did ramen, and Todd is like a chef.
What?
Yeah. So I kind of was like, oh, maybe I should have gone out and like taken some of that ramen because it was going to be like 5-star.
Yeah.
and Freddie made like an oven a couple years back.
Yeah.
So he did pizza, but like in the oven, not just like over the fire and reheated. So like some really good stuff. Scott Howe's burgers were pretty good in the morning. I came in early and it was just Scott in the parking lot. He's like, oh, I'm making burgers. I was like, oh, cool. He goes, yeah, I did not pre-cook them, so hopefully this goes well. Ooh.
Scott Howe's been at camp for 50 years. He knows better than that.
He's like, they just don't taste as good when they're reheated. And I was like, good luck. But if anyone can make a massive fire and have the cookout work out well with them, it's Scott. So
as I pulled into camp on Tuesday morning, I saw Scott and presumably his assistant or CIT walking out from the woods. So he had already been out at his cookout before camp.
That doesn't shock me. Yeah.
This is next level stuff. I love this staff so much. Is your mom's take on like how camp is going, like, I'd say like similar to mine, and just like, I can't believe how elevated everything is. Like, it's the same, but I'm so impressed with everything you guys do.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same as like anyone that I talked to, like at the 50th last year, it was super fun getting all of the generations and stuff. And everyone's always like, oh, it's so cool that you're doing all these like new things that no one's ever thought of, but also like, it makes sense. And like, I can see that happening at camp. Like, everything is kind of still exactly the same. And so that's definitely how I think she feels when I come home and talk about, you know, my day and stuff. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember when we used to do that. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah. And then we did karaoke and I, you know, put on a mustache and stuff. And she's like, oh, that's fun.
The other thing that happened on Tuesday I saw was a first year CIT dress up.
They were all princesses. And then there were a couple not princesses. So I was thinking, like, is it just Disney and a lot of them happen to be princesses? But it was very good. They definitely went all out. I love the dress ups, and especially once it gets to, no, I love you CITs, but once it gets to assistants, usually the it just elevates every session. But I really liked them. We had like our CIT Ian was Winnie the Pooh, and that was super cute. There were a lot of different princesses. Shout out to Willow Sig for having great announcements in the morning and afternoon with like a like was kind of a British accent. I don't know, but she was committed to being her princess and not Willow. So she'd be like, Willow told me camp was so fun. And like, it really just got me every time. She did it in the morning and afternoon, which I really appreciated. Fiona had a Princess Peach costume on that was like beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a professional costume. It was like really puffy and great. And so I think there were really a lot of cute costumes.
Moving on to Wednesday. So this is our like wacky Wednesday or whatever it's called Wednesday. And it was Troop Color Day.
It was
just a little inside baseball from the LeBrec house. So Quinn was supposed to be, they were blue because she's in the Cubs. So were the blue berries. So we laid out a blue outfit, blah, blah, blah. Wake up in the morning and she's like, well, I'm going to wear this pink shirt. because it's got a little bit of blue on it. This also is fine. And I was like, is it? So she did that. But Aiden went fully in red because he's in the Robins and they were the red Robins. Yum. But how did that look at the circle with all the troops?
It was very, a really good turnout, I feel like. You know, there's junior camp is definitely always a little bit. But they were, I feel like everyone had their colors on. There was only one troop that was green. I think it was the Tadpoles, which makes sense. They're Tadpoles. Yeah. And I was kind of excited to see that because I feel like the, not easy. I feel like there was a very high possibility that like everyone was green by accident because like
there's...
But there was a really good mix of stuff. I think there were some that went like kind of like tie-dye. Ty's group went tie-dye. Ty lives.
Oh, nice. That's great. Did Sam say like choose a color, but like make sure there's meaning behind it? Because
no.
Oh, so I will say then shout out to Molly and Caitlin because on both of the blurbs they sent home, they're like, here's the color we chose and here's why. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like I know Rachel in the Eagles, they did cotton candy colors. So like they were all very specifically like pastel pink and blue. And I was like, I would not have even thought of that.
No.
Yeah. Krisha and the Squirrels, they did gray because of gray squirrel. Like and Fink and I accidentally also both wore gray. So we were like, this is we're the TV static of
That's awesome. Honestly, like I'm gonna just continue to say how blown away I am by the staff because you guys like continue to just like overshoot the bar in my opinion. So, and I'm not gonna stop. I won't apologize. The other thing that I saw happen Wednesday was a counselor competition down in Mike's Meadow.
Okay, this is one that I love. Me and Fink both love it. When we saw the noodles, we were like, I love this one. They should do this every year. But it's supposed to be kind of like lightsaber battles, but you're blindfolded. Okay. So they, you start on like opposite sides of the big circle with your blindfold and there's your pool noodle in the middle. And basically you have to find it. And then you win if you whack the other person first.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it's blindfolded and it's silly. And this year there was the added of where the team captains were allowed up by the circle to like yell at their person.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that.
Come on, let's go. Follow my voice, find it, whatever. And so it was super fun, super silly and intense and simple. Sometimes it's those really simple ones that are just the, you know, and it ended up going to a three-way tie. Ooh. So then all three of them did it at once. And this time, Pantiacos Burgers, we did win.
Oh, all right. Good job.
CIT Danny. And as soon as he got that first hit in, Sam was like, okay, he's good. We're like, so the other two are going to keep going. So pull, but he's still blindfolded. So he was like, pull Danny out of the circle. So Freddie grabbed him. Like he was like a body in a war. He kind of like got under him and just kind of like dragged him out.
And it's your brother. Wednesday also was FCDC got talent.
Yes, got talent this year.
All right. So can you kind of like tell us like what the whole thing is?
Yeah. So every year there is a set of competitions that run throughout the entire summer that are specifically for CITs and assistants. So heads are never in them usually. Synchronized swimming, FCDC's Got Talent, Dancing with the FCDC Stars. And these past couple of years, they've done a couple different ones. We did like FCDC Masked Singer. And it's just really, really fun stuff. But pretty much it's the goal is this is something that the groups of the teams of assistants and CITs do completely on their own. So after camp, like, you know, during post and stuff, they go down to the theater and they come up with their either dance or for SEC's Got Talent, which is this year, it's kind of just free reign, do something, which is really fun. And they do that completely on their own. And then the three teams compete like per session. So like the winner from first session moves on to third session, winner from second session.
Okay.
Yeah. So first session, it was the assistant team was Brady and Sam 2. And then there were two CIT teams, a second year CIT team and a first year CIT team. The second years were Tessa and Kevin, Team Ginger, which I was personally a little invested in. And then the first year CIT team was Reese and Fiona. And then the winner was Tessa and Kevin. So they get to move on to the third session for like the finals. Fiona and Reese did the thing where someone else is like your arms for you. Like they put the arms through and then they like made like an ice cream sundae. So you kind of just like, you know, hit it on the face. Okay.
Always plays. Fun. Yep.
Yeah. Just real messy and goofy with it. And then Sam and Brady did Man or Muppet from the Muppet movie with Jason Segel, but they would switch out and one of them would go behind the curtain and pull out like a hand puppet and do the Muppet part. Yeah. And they were singing. They were not lip syncing. They were singing it. And then Kevin and Tessa also did a song. They did a song from Teen Beach Movie. And so then they, you know, did a little performance with the ukulele and they were live singing and stuff. And it was super cute. And they won. And so they will be moving on. This year is judged by the Woods cohort.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Last year it was the arts cohort. So I was one of the judges with, you know, with Fink and John and all of the arts people. And then this year it's the Woods people. So it is Todd, Shay, and Freddie judging.
That brings us into Thursday, where my first note is no humidity. I just call this a perfect camp day. You had a very special visitor at Sing for the first time on Thursday, Mr. Tom Cowell.
Yes, we did.
TC's been gone for 5 or 6 years now. Like, what's the, when he comes back, I know that all the staff and everyone and maybe older campers are like, what's the breakdown? Or like, is it having to explain who Tom was or like, where are we at now with that?
Now, yeah, it's been kind of fun to see every year. He always asks as soon as he gets up to the front, like, who knows who I am? And of course, there's a lot of junior campers who are like, I do.
Even though, sure.
they do not. But like, you know, all the older kids, I would say the couple of older groups, they pretty much know him unless they're brand new campers. So that's the other thing too. But I think just through osmosis of, you know, camp, a lot of the kids, even if they weren't here necessarily, like, you know, the 10-year-olds or like a little bit younger, even if they weren't here when Tom was here, they just learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
From, like, stories from counselors, from other campers, or just like, I don't know, you know, there's pictures that go up on the bulletin board. You just kind of like learn these things.
Right. Helps also that Sam and him look exactly alike.
Oh my God.
So it's like, oh, that's crazy. Other Sam. Yeah.
Especially when Sam's wearing his, what I call his Tom cosplay, which is what he's in his program director outfit. And it's fully like, you know, people finding out that Sam and Tom are father and son is always very funny. Even though they look the same. And then there's the added thing where he's like, and then my son, Mike, and the kids are like,
oh, geez.
Like, yeah. And like, wait a second. That means that Sam and Mike are brothers. And it's like,
oh,
yes.
My God.
They also look the same. Guys, they all look like Tom.
Yeah, like, exactly. Okay, so you see Tom. You are dressed as Freddie Mercury. So when is the counselor karaoke? Is this during Sing or?
Yes, during Sing. It's at the very end of Sing. They want to get everything out of the way first. So head counselor karaoke still has not been announced to the masses. So the kids have no idea about it yet.
When did you find out?
Orientation.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you knew it would happen at some point, but not necessarily this day.
So Sam told the head counselors and he said, you know, I'll tell you who's doing what session and all that stuff like at a later date. Okay. Me, Mike, John Saig, Caitlin, Caroline, Trisha, Addison, and Todd.
Whoa. This is a tough field.
It got competitive immediately. My mind went to Freddie Mercury immediately. And I picked my song and I was talking to Addison, and it's his first year as a head. And he was like, oh, what are you singing? And I was like, oh, Somebody to Love by Queen. He goes, oh, I wasn't expecting you to actually tell me. And I was like, why? What are you singing? He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, he's in it.
Like, oh, I was like, so this is how it's going to be. And he was like, yeah. Why would I tell you what song I'm singing so you can prepare to be better, like, so you can up your game? No.
Oh.
I was like, all right. So I guess we're going to try to gonna try to win then.
Yeah,
it's gonna be, but you know, and obviously it's super fun, and singing is something that's very stressful for a lot of people, but karaoke is just a fun, everyone likes karaoke. We were not privy to what the order was going to be. We just knew that it was going to be head to heads, and then you sang the first half of your song.
Okay.
And then whoever won that would get to then sing the second half of their song in the next pair up. So it was very like,
oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Bracketed tournament kind of here. So I sang Somebody to Love by Queen. Mike did Your Song by Elton John.
Oh, slowing it down.
Yeah. Slowing down. It was very, and he had a costume on. So it was very like, hello. Caitlin Panciacco did I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Ooh, and nice. There was a good mix. Caroline did We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto.
Ooh,
so
nice.
So there was a good mix of songs I feel like that the kids knew, and also some songs that the kids didn't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if they didn't, now this is one of the songs that is associated with camp. Mm-hmm. Like you are helping to build out the camp portfolio of songs that you instantly love and associate with camp.
Yeah, like I remember, like I used to associate I Want It That Way. Well, I still associate I Want It That Way with camp.
Come on. Of course.
But like at that time, you know, I was born in 2002. Like I think I knew, I might have heard the song, but like I didn't really know like the Backstreet Boys or anything. But then this is just something that I associate. I was surprised that everyone sounded really good. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And beforehand, Mike had told me that he just wanted to beat me.
Okay. Message
he received. He was like, you know, I want to go against you, Maura. I just want to go against you. That's my goal. I want to go against you. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Calling a shot.
Yeah, I was like, all right, sure. And I went first up against John Sage, which was you know, a little bit intimidating because one, Mason was his backup singer.
Oh,
and Mason. And Mason sings at camp a lot. Mason is a very talented boy.
Yeah, he is.
I was like, oh no, like whatever. But I was like, I think I could do it. I don't know. I really had fun with this one. Usually I get out. This is instead of freeze dance though. And usually I get out in freeze dance with the first three people out.
Okay.
I'm really bad at freeze dance.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer because I'm like, oh, dang it. Like I wanted to be at the end. So when I found out it was karaoke, I was honestly kind of excited because I used to sing. I used to take singing lessons and all that stuff.
Ooh.
So I was like, and I thought about this because there's the outside camp brain and there's the camp brain. And this is like kind of deep, but the thing is, it's not very cool to try too hard anymore. Like it's not cool to try hard at something that you like in front of other people, because it's like, you know, if you're trying hard, that means you're being vulnerable. And if you mess up, it hurts that much more. But then, you know, at like school, if you try too hard, it's like, oh, well, you're a try hard. And not as much in like college, but like, especially in like high school and elementary school, you know, you don't want to be that kid that is taking it too seriously. But at camp, that's not really the thing, because one, if you mess up at camp, no one cares. Everyone thinks it's fun. You know, everyone like, you know, it's just go for it. And two, if you enjoy something, you want to share it with people and people want you to share it with them. So in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a song that I love at karaoke. I'm going to do a little character that I love to do and I'm going to have fun. I'm going to like, you know, try to like, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
I can sing, but also, you know, I'm going to make it fun for the kids. Just, you know, it'll be funny and it's just going to be a good time. And you know what? I want to win. Try to win.
Yeah.
Never win at these. I want to win. And I was very happy that I did, but it was also just super fun to sing with everyone. This was a good choice by Sam to have it be karaoke. So it was a really good time.
Well, especially to your point where at camp, it is cool to care, right?
Yeah.
So, and like, it's, I mean, how many times have we said this on the pod, you know, million maybe, but like, that's what's different. It's the opposite of the outside world. It's cool to care. And that
cool
just.
And it's cool to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
and
even, you know, there are plenty of my fellow head counselors who are not singers, who will tell you that they're not singers, who will tell you that like, they're like, yeah, I'm usually not out here singing at karaoke, but they're like, I'm going to try to have fun. Yeah. It's more, try. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you embarrass yourself, you're having a good time and everyone else have a good time. The kids were surprisingly I thought, very into it. They kind of opened up the tent kind of down the middle. So it was like you were on a stage almost.
Oh,
so
nice.
The kids were very like trying to like grab your hands in the front. And so there was a lot of crowd work.
That's happening. Awesome.
They're really treating it like a real concert, cool. Which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And so they were just trying to like touch your hands the whole time and like cheering you on and stuff. And I was like, this is so fun, you know?
That's awesome.
It's a really good time.
So we are back. We're back at karaoke. So you win your head-to-head against
John.
And then is the next round just the finals? Is that against Mike?
Yeah. So originally there was supposed to be another round in between where it was going to be other head-to-head. So it was take it down from 8 to 4.
Yeah.
And then do two
head-to-heads,
get a winner, and then do another round.
Yeah.
But at that point, we had already been in the tent for a very long time. And Sam was like, oh boy, we're cutting this down. So it ended up just being the final four each sang their song, and then the winner was just picked from that.
Oh, nice.
So it ended up being me, Mike, Caitlin, and Caroline were the final four here. I sang it, and then Mike sang his, and then he was like, nice. And we kind of like fist pumped, and then Sam was like, all right, we're doing, like, this is going to be the last thing. And we're like, all right, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of ham it up at the end there. We're all kind of like holding hands, like we're on American Idol waiting to say that they're like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. And I won.
Nice. Congratulations.
Wicked excited. Genuinely very excited. And now I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to step it up third session.
And then we move on to Friday, another day that you have a huge part in. But before we get that, Friday, of course, so it's the last day of the session, which is always a little bittersweet. Luckily, we are in the first session, which I maintain is the best just because you have so much camp.
Like, so much energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you'd waited all year for it to be here. It's still here. And you know, you still have more camp. So it's like, okay, we're in a safe spot right now.
First session just has that special sparkle to it where everyone's so, not that everyone isn't excited for the rest of the sessions, because it, you know, it builds, but there's an energy in the first session that is so special where everyone's just so happy to be back.
Yeah. We have our first show, or not our first show. We have our Friday show. And the theme this week was what's trending.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was so good.
The creativity level, I'm going to say it every week. It blows my mind away.
And I'm not just saying this for the podcast. I even said it to Fink, and I said this to him, and I was like, those were like really good skits. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like every single skit turned it out. I don't know if it's because it was all like relevant pop culture things that like everyone could laugh at and, you know, get. But I just really had a really good time with those shows. It was a good mix of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, mixes and
it other. Was, you know, so I had, so the Cubs did the Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, which
so
I think.
Cute.
So cute. Quinn was so excited to do that. We've recently become Swifties. We're in Bad Blood 100 times a day. It's great.
What era was she in the skit?
She was 1989. So she did Bad Blood. Yeah.
She on the chair.
That was her. A little wobbly. Yeah. She did great.
Oh, that was, I do remember. Cause I, at first I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna fall off the chair. And I was like, oh, it's Sarah's child.
That's what everyone said. They're like, oh, thank God it's your kid. Doesn't matter. And I was like, fair.
She's going to be fine. You know.
Exactly. And then it just so happened that Aiden Skit, the Robins, did the Barbie movie, which again is like, that's what's true. Like, you know, I don't know if anyone did night. Oppenheimer, but yeah. So for the show, the skits were amazing as per usual. I loved all of them. I saw about half of them. The fact that we're incorporating live music by our very talented staff, like I saw John Sag playing the guitar twice. I really appreciated the message that Scott and the Bears had. It was such a good show. And our hosts were Freddie and Elizabeth.
So their personas for the host, they were, I think, Jean-Luc and Luc Jean, French hairstylists. And fell into a classic FCDC bit, which is, of course, just pouring things on fellow counselors. But it was a slow progression, which I really appreciated, which is that it started with like a CIT and an assistant kind of just doing shaving cream in their hair and be like, oh, we're styling your hair. And then it took a dramatic shift in between each skit, which was bring Ty down, put him in a kiddie pool, give him some goggles, and then each time put more and more stuff on him. So I think it started with like the shaving cream, and then it went to like whipped cream. So it's okay. So now he's going to stink.
Gross.
Because anyone at FCDC knows if dairy gets put on you in any capacity, your clothes and skin are going to smell like milk forever.
Right. Yes.
And so it started with that, and then it went to like chocolate syrup and sprinkles and eggs and then flour. And the whole time he's sitting there with his goggles on, just like it's happening to me. And it was so funny. Of course, he's a great sport about it. And he got his payday by the end of the day. And Freddie, I'm at the top of the circle and stuff. And so Freddie's there with the Hawks. He's like, guys, when they announced Ty's payday, like cheer so loud, like, you know, just like everyone, like,
oh, that's great.
But after they did that, you know, Ty came down to the stables to wash himself off, and Fink and I were already there because we were just doing finishing setup on the video. And he was like, oh, Maura, I came over and gave me like a big hug. And I was like,
oh, no.
My mom was doing my laundry yesterday and she was like, what is on this shirt? And I was like, I don't know.
Just watch it.
Please. You don't know how far they're going to go until they go there. And there's something. So my favorite part, I think, is, you know, Freddie is a goofball who commits to the bit 100%. And the Panciaco girls will commit to the bit because they love camp, but they will laugh in between every little thing that they do, like on like an old SNL skit, and that just makes it so much better. So my favorite part that Fink and I have been quoting back and forth to each other since Friday is Freddie was like, oh, you know, what are we going to do to fix their hair? And Elizabeth holds up a thing of shaving cream and she goes, la magique. And then Amelia was like,
oh man. Do you know what I love about this whole thing? Shay is like skating along totally unscathed in this thing, right?
Yes, like, she is currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's no way that this little rivalry ends with Ty getting surged the second week of camp. There's no way this is over.
Ty's getting his like villain edit this session, I feel like, which is so funny because anyone who knows Ty he's just, you know, the loveliest, nicest person. You know, it's all in good fun and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know what we should be expecting for second session as this continues, because if it has escalated this much first session,
right? Yeah,
it's only going to get crazier, and I'm sure that Shay will not be able to I just stay out of it until it's in the back of the tent and Freddie's like, okay, like film what I'm about to do.
Speaking of, so after the show, at the end of the day, we get our first video.
Ooh.
How did it go?
So well. Got a lot of laughs. I was very, very happy that it came out well. Both counselors and campers seemed to like it. And that's always the balance that you're going for.
Yeah.
And I love the video. So Fink and I sit and watch it from the video editing room because that's where the computer is. And, you know, just if anything, we need to adjust sound on the fly, that sort of stuff. Right. And that's where the younger kids are when you're watching. So you can't really hear as much of the older kids in the back laughing.
Yeah.
And you just have to assume it's there. Although you can hear like counselors that are really loud being like, woo! And I'm like, okay, good. Yep.
Yeah,
but what you do hear is the little kids the whole time, which is the best. It's very affirming, the best compliments you can receive, because they laugh at everything.
Right. Yeah.
Any little thing happens and they're like, oh my God, that's me. Blah, 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 blah. And so it's very nice to hear that the whole time.
Good. Do you do a music video at the beginning?
Yes.
What song did you use this week?
It was Super Trooper by ABBA.
Nice.
I am the one who does the music videos, and another reason why I think my partnership works very well in video is like day one he's like, I hate doing the music video, and I was like, oh awesome, I love the video.
Yeah.
I was like, it's my favorite thing to do.
Give us one of your favorite skits from the video.
Ugh. That's honestly, and I'm not just saying that because we have a Robin parent here. It's always the least expected ones that get you. We did one for the Robins that was very short, but it was basically them doing a cheer, but it was gibberish letters. And so they were like, give me a Q, give me a Z, whatever. And at the end, they were like, rock 'em web, siabiops. Woo! Like, it was just like so weird. And it was like, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But on the day, you know, we shot it in like 10 minutes with them. Right. And on the day, we were just like, this is really funny.
Awesome.
But my other one that I liked for the longer skits there was we did Camp Nightmares with the Hawks, which was, you know, everything at camp is wrong. And because they fell asleep in video and then they're having these nightmares and stuff. And at the end, the reveal is that Fink and I have also fallen asleep and we're having our own camp nightmare, which is Sam being like, where's the Christmas video, guys? And we're like, I don't know. And we wake up and we're like, oh my God, it was just a dream. Like,
awesome.
And then with the Bears, we did a like true crime documentary about the white gorilla, which I edited and I took way too seriously in my editing, which was so fun to do because it was full on like, this is a recreation of the incident and like all this like cheesy true crime stuff. But it was, you know, the white gorilla.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's always a good mix of just the stuff that is so ridiculous and random and the stuff that's the longer thought out videos that I feel like just bring it all together.
So yeah, so video happens and it's amazing. And then it's the end of the session. That's it. What do you think? Are you, how are you feeling going into week three?
I'm feeling very excited. It's always good, you know, as like the video counselor, we get the like, okay, the video's done. And then it's like, oh, you need to make another one.
Got another video to make. Yep.
You need to come up with more ideas.
Yeah.
And the kids are really great for that.
Yeah.
When on kind of the first day of the session, we're like, okay, what are your ideas? Let's go. Yeah. And that gives us a good jumping off point. And we also have our very long Google Doc of ideas that we'll then pitch to the children. It's very humbling when they're like, that's not funny. So we thought it was funny. Yeah.
Sure it is. Yeah.
But I'm feeling really good moving into week three. I can't wait to see what's in store for this session because I know it's nothing that I can imagine. And, you know, new bunch of kids coming in for session two and a lot of first session campers coming in again. And I can't wait to see everyone. It's going to be great. And you're going to see me bright and early tomorrow morning in traffic.
I can't wait. It's my favorite time of day.
Sam's very good at kind of getting that balance in where it's like, hey, we're going to do competitions and we have dancing with the FC's Got Talent and karaoke and all this stuff. Like there's a lot of stuff to fit in. So, you know, what can we do per day, per week? So it was a really great week.